Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Telling Michael Gableman not to delete records from his review of former President Donald Trump's loss in Wisconsin in 2020. Judge Jacob Frost's ruling today affirms Gableman's former special counsel office and anyone's like it in the future are subject to Wisconsin's open records law. Gableman was fired after turning up no credible evidence that voter fraud tipped Wisconsin's electoral votes to President Biden, who beat Trump in 2020. Outcome has withstood recounts, several lawsuits, and a state audit. There's a new pitch for keeping up American Family Field and keeping the Brewers in Milwaukee. Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemahue tells WISN-TV's Upfront that a bipartisan group of legislative leaders would have the state provide the stadium district with annual payments for the next 27 years instead of one lump sum all this year. One idea is to fund the payments in part through income tax revenue from baseball players instead of the state's $7 billion surplus like Governor Evers proposed. Well, there isn't a place in Wisconsin that couldn't badly use some rain right now. In fact, Wisconsin is close to what forecasters call pre-drought conditions. Civic Media's Brittany Merlot has more. We are experiencing some technical difficulties. It's not just the heat and lack of rain. Wisconsin Weather Service air quality alerts are in effect in scattered areas of Wisconsin because of the smoke from wildfires in Canada. Air pollution and increased ozone can make things tough for young children, older adults, and other people with conditions that already make it difficult to breathe. And a Wisconsin man is grateful for the honesty of some volunteer roadside cleaners. Charles Jessup drove off from a job in East Troy recently, but he left his payment of $5,000 in cash in the back of his open truck. The bills went airborne, but luckily a local chapter of the Future Farmers of America was doing roadside cleanup and recovered all the cash. Jessup treated the trustworthy teens to a pizza party. And that's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Terry Bell. Civic Media News Time is 5:02.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. Jefferson Street and Stevens Point will close at Minnesota Avenue starting Wednesday, June 7th at 7 a.m. and be closed for approximately 3 weeks. They're installing underground utilities and there will be no sign detour. Minnesota Avenue from Jefferson to Algoma will also be closed. The Wisconsin Rapids Professional Police Association is hosting the annual WPPA statewide charity golf outing. They're holding a raffle and are in need of prizes. If you or your business can donate, it will help to raise money for the Wisconsin Law Enforcement Death Response Team. The golf outing will take place August 14th at the Bullseye Golf Club in Wisconsin Rapids. If you can donate, please contact Eric Davin at 715-451-1718. The Rafters lost yesterday to the Madison Mallards at home 8-5. They'll try to make a comeback against the Mallards tonight at Witter Field at 6:05. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
I heard no. Are we playing out anywhere, dude? Can't find a stream that's working.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Points of view on current political topics. And due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back. Hour two of the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Monday Madness edition, Dom.
Hey, happy Monday, Crutey.
It's been maddening. Like it definitely, absolutely feels like a Monday. It absolutely
Monday Madness,
does.
Yes.
844-967-2789. If you could hear the sound of my voice, and you'd have the courtesy of giving us a call and joining us on the radio right now, I'd greatly appreciate it. 844-967-2789. Trying some new things out today. Got a new lineup. Got a fine show following us next. The Maggie Dawn Show. If you don't know Maggie Dawn, you're going to like her. I guarantee it. If you don't like Maggie Dawn, I'll give you twice what you paid back.
Oh, you gotta, even if you don't like it at first, you gotta stick around. That's how it is. It takes a while for the Devil's Advocate. Now, Maggie will get you right away. She's awesome. She's coming up next at 6 o'clock.
Well, Dominic,
go ahead.
Well, I wanted to start this hour with a thought. Lock him up. Lock him up.
Yes, lock him up. Lock her up. Wait, who are you talking about?
Well, Jennifer Rubin published a little piece. Jennifer Rubin at the Washington Post. Trump's smoking gun recording gives Jack Smith all he needs. I'd like to read from this. She published this on a Sunday, Dom. Published it on the Sabbath. When CNN reported Wednesday night that special counsel Jack Smith has a recording of former President Donald Trump boasting at his Bedminster Club in 2021 that he had a highly classified multi-page document relating to war plans against Iran.
What?
Months of punditry that Trump would never be indicted went out the window. According to news reports, he shared the substance of the documents with others in the room, including biographers, with no security clearance. This
mentally gave them security clearance. I dubbed these security clearance.
This evidence effectively destroys whatever defense Trump was trying to concoct. here in parentheticals, Dom, he didn't know. There were classified documents. He declassified them. He thought they were not classified. I guess a couple different options he's thrown out today, Tom. Trump holds the presumption of innocence. She writes, I don't feel so compelled and has not been indicted, not on these charges. However, the last time that such a damning piece of evidence, a smoking gun came to light, Richard M. Nixon's presidency was effectively over. He left office less than a week later. I would disagree. I would say we've seen two smoking guns every bit as damning as the Watergate tapes. The Access Hollywood tape, where the man basically admitted to being a sexual offender because they just let him do it. He just tic-tacs up and forces himself on women.
That's just how it's been for a million years, for better or worse or better.
And the 11,780 votes. If that's not a Perry Mason-style smoking gun, Jennifer Rubin, I don't know what is.
I mean, but there's so many. There's so many. I feel like a car commercial. I mean, what are you talking about? I mean, he's already been indicted now in what, Manhattan? Bragg for the 34 counts of fraud related to what? The Stormy Daniels, the paying off of the porn star right before the election. Right? I mean, so it's so quaint that there are recordings of Nixon. It's the good old days, man.
Dominic, news reports now indicate the federal grand jury hearing the documents case will meet this week. An indictment, if there in one, is one. When there is one, I correct the author of this column, it could come within days. That would be imminent. That's the sort of imminence I'm looking for.
Rudy Trump's own words could provide damning evidence of a willful violation of the Espionage Act and of obstruction, and help fix venue in D.C. where the Justice Department almost certainly wants to try the case. Andrew Weissman, I talked about you, Crudy, he tweeted out today as well. He's a former lead prosecutor for Special Counsel Mueller, summed up the take of many career prosecutors, quote, "I'm not trying to use hyperbole, but this is game over. If this story is accurate, there will be an indictment, and it's hard to see how there would not be a conviction."
Dom, buddy. Let me take it from here. When coupled with reports that Trump's lawyer was waved off searching the former president's office, a damning case of wrongful retention of highly sensitive and likely classified documents appears to have come together. Trump seems to have confessed that he knew the classification rules, didn't declassify documents while leaving office, and knew that retaining them was illegal. Moreover, his alleged dissemination of the materials to others, including allegedly verbally discussing this document with others, can solidify a separate part of the law. The prohibition against sharing and distributing, distributing, I guess I said it right the first time, strangely, confidential documents. A case of dissemination of classified documents would be so serious as to virtually ensure an indictment. Yes, an imminent indictment. So I hear, bring it already. Now, Rubin writes, we don't know precisely what Trump said or what document, if any, he had taken. But in a sense, it does not matter. Let's say the specific document he is alleged to have possessed didn't say what Trump said it did. It nevertheless confirms that Trump knew he hadn't declassified documents and was not supposed to keep any. This obliterates the declassified in his mind who he and his supporters have claimed. Sharing it with others makes prosecution all the more likely. Now, Ryan Goodman, a former national security lawyer for the Defense Department, reacted this way. Here's a quote. "There it is, Espionage Act." He pointed to a recently unsealed opinion ruling the attorney-client privilege was ineffective because of the crime fraud exception. They've already ruled the crime, right? That's why the exception was found. From Judge Beryl A. Howlett stated, and here's a quote from the ruling, "Other evidence demonstrates that the former president willfully sought to retain classified documents when he was not authorized to do so, and he knew it. This evidence, if true, would fit that description. Such glaring evidence of intent, even aside from the later alleged obstruction of Justice Department, you know, refusing to comply fully with the subpoena, moving documents, makes for the sort of serious violation that prompts prosecution under the Espionage Act. To make matters worse, reporting suggests that there are other recordings of Trump that could further implicate him. Lordy, let there be more tapes." A little bit more in this column from Rubin. "The latest evidence also supports filing the case in D.C. where the prosecutors likely would have a more favorable judge and jury than they would face in, let's say, Florida. Even before the most recent accounts, Lawrence Tribe and Dennis Aftergut, analyzing Trump's admissions during the CNN town hall, explained, when asked why he took government documents from the White House, Trump answered, 'I was there, and I took what I took. I had every right to do it. I didn't make a secret of it. You know, the boxes were stationed outside of the White House.'" With those fateful words, Trump admitted that he was involved in willfully removing the documents from the White House. "It is a federal crime to willfully and unlawfully remove any document in any public office of the United States. Indeed, the Justice Department has identified improper removal," that's a quote, "an unlawful removal is a key concern in court filings in the Mar-a-Lago litigation." So the case for trying, the case in Washington where the alleged crime began, gets exponentially stronger with the newly revealed recordings. And strictly speaking, prosecutors don't have to prove motive in a criminal case, although it certainly helps juries reach the conclusion the criminal, the crime was willful. But here, too, the smoking gun recordings might be powerful. Oh, Lordy, powerful tapes. The CNN report explained, and this is a quote, "The meeting in which Trump discussed the Iran document with others happened shortly after the New Yorker published a story by Susan Glasser detailing how, in the final days of Trump's presidency, then-chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Mark Milley, instructed the Joint Chiefs to ensure Trump issued no illegal orders and that he be informed if there was any concern. The story infuriated Trump." Now, that's the quote. "The new development suggests he was keeping the documents to burnish his image, debunk critics, or to show off to others. Here's a classified document I have." The recordings perform one more critical function. It puts Trump's actions in an entirely different legal universe than President Biden's or former President Mike Pence's retention of a few stray documents. On Friday, Pence received a letter declining prosecution. Trump's apparent willfulness, plus alleged dissemination and alleged obstruction, bear no resemblance to the facts so far reported in the other cases. The Justice Department does not indict for sloppiness, as in the case of former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, but time and again, it has pursued willful retention of sensitive documents, not to mention willful dissemination cases, especially when other crimes are at issue. If equal justice under the law has any meaning, and the evidence is there, Smith will have no choice but to recommend indictment, and Attorney General Merrick Garland will have no choice but to follow the recommendation. If Trump gets a pass on his alleged willful retention of war plans and alleged blabbing about them to others, then prosecuting virtually any other alleged violation would become all but impossible. And Garland certainly won't fancy being remembered for tying prosecutors' hands for years to come. Folks, you are listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Happier Happy Hour, the Monday edition. It's madness. It's Monday madness. But join us. Bring some sanity. Bring whatever you want. Bring your own beer. You know, can't provide beer for all you listeners, but you know, do what you got to do. We'll get you home or to the bar or to the happy hour, wherever you're going. It's just locked right here. Civic Media. We are growing. I can feel the pains. We're growing. Come back. Grow with us. 844-967-2789.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Yes, okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cows' milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant, 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of her cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Join us in thanking our farmers by celebrating June Dairy Month. For the Civic Media Network, I'm Terry Barr.
Expand your outdoor living space with the help of S. Johnson Lawn Service in Marshfield. S. Johnson Lawn Service is more than just lawn care. Their team specializes in custom designs, complete remodels, and efficient lawn spray fertilizer application. With over 100 years of landscaping experience, S. Johnson Lawn Service can create a beautiful outdoor space for you and your family. Call 715-305-4729. That's 715-305-4729. Or visit them online at sjohnsonlawnservice.com.
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Scattered thunderstorms likely tonight, otherwise overcast skies. Lows level off around 59, northeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Overcast skies tomorrow, slight chance for scattered thunderstorms, highs level off around 77. Mainly cloudy skies expected tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 52. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 86.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
The Devil's Advocates, rock and roll political commentary in a top 40 world.
And we're back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Thank you for joining us. Join us on the lines at 844-967-2789.
Dom, I see calls coming in from God's country. They're listening to us on the newest Civic Media station, 1490 The Eagle, soaring high above your radio dial. Also, the Tap 93.5. We birthed a brand new FM station very recently. It's on the air playing our news talk format right now in Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire. And also, WRJN, this heritage station, had been a news talker for years in the Racine market, recently playing some music. But we're back, baby, and we got that thing so chock full of sports. We got the Packers, we got the Badgers, we got the Bucks. And in 2024, we got the Brewers. That's the only station you're going to need in the Southern Milwaukee Metro. If you're a sports fan, if you're a News Talk fan, if you're the fan of truth, justice, and the American way.
Who isn't?
We're your station, baby. 844-967-2789. I know you got more, Dom, but I'm more interested in what the audience has to say.
All right, we'll get to it. A lot of breaking news there, but we love our audience. 844-96-PARTY. That's the number you need to know.
Dana in God's country, can you hear us on the Eagle, fella?
Hey, Dana.
Hey. Hey, guys. Welcome back to your old stomping ground.
Thanks, man.
I used to play Just Jazz in the afternoons on the NPR station in town there, 89.9 WLSU.
Oh, boy. I must have missed that.
You didn't miss much.
I wouldn't say you missed it, Dana.
My mom probably listened to you. My mom loved jazz, so she probably listened to you back then. In all seriousness, but hey, I just wanted to say welcome. I'm glad to have you guys here. I'm real excited. You know that in The Jerk, where Steve Martin, he's got his name in the phone book. You remember what he says?
I don't, Dana. Remind me.
I don't remember. But that's a great movie.
Oh, he said he sees his name in the phone book, and he goes, things are going to start happening to me now.
Yeah.
And that's what I feel like.
Dana.
I'm for you guys. I'm happy to have you.
Buddy, yeah, I was first up in the post office while in lacrosse in like 1990. That's when things started happening for me.
And well deserved. But I'm glad you did your time, my friend. You're sentence served, so you're a free man.
As far as you know.
You paid your debt to society, Curtis.
All right, you guys.
All right, Dana.
I got nothing else profound to say. You have a great night. Welcome to lacrosse.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it, Dana.
1490 AM, The Eagle. We're going to turn it into the Screaming Eagle when Dom talks. 844-967-2789. Doug from Cudahy. Doug, how you doing,
hey,
man?
Hey, Doug, what's
happening? Congratulations on everything that's happening to you over the past couple of years. You know, I've been calling in since you were on a lower wattage radio station. Now you guys are all over the state. I'm so impressed with what's happening with you guys. So thank you so much for doing what you're doing. But I called to make an announcement. Actually the 7th. What is today? Today's the 5th, right? I'm third shift, so I get kind of screwed up.
That'd be Wednesday, okay. I think.
So, all right, so the 7th Colectivo of Wisconsin and Illinois. We're located in Wisconsin. We're gonna sign our first contract with the union.
Oh, congrats,
and,
Doug. Nice.
This is spectacular news for all of us working people, and I just, you know, I want to say that a lot of the things that I learned from listening to Progressive Radio, Tom Hartman, and the Devil's Advocates, Crudy, and what you've done here in Wisconsin in the face of adversity. We've done real well, and we're gonna sign a contract in 2 days, and I'm gonna get like a buck raise. All right, not a lot, but okay. We worked for it. We got it done, and it's for our prosperity. Our posterity. My younger people will enjoy the fact that we fought for this union way back. In 2022. And we got it done, brothers.
Well, congrats,
so that's
Doug.
That's what I got to say. Okay, how you doing, man?
Doug, that's great news, man. I know it was hard fought. It was in the papers, of course, here in Milwaukee. And of course, coffee shops unionizing around the country. A big effort, and congratulations, Doug.
Power in the union.
Yeah, imagine that.
Doug got about a $150 a month raise. That's nothing to turn your nose up at, Doug. That still works. 844-967-2789. Wisco Paul, welcome back, Paul. How you doing, fella?
Hey, Paulie.
Hey, good afternoon, Devils. Welcome back, Dom. It's always great to hear you on the radio.
Thank you.
Real well together. Yeah, and congratulations to the dude that got a union. That's not an easy thing to do. Organizing a union in a place, it can be very difficult at times. Hey, I wanted to just, in our backyard, Trudy, it's appalling to me that the Republicans nixed the new engineering building at the University of Wisconsin. That's just plain stupid. Every decent company, well, not decent.
Well, they
company,
found money for the training facility for the athletes, and they found $2 billion for the NFL draft in Green Bay. You know, but the engineers, who needs engineers? STEM, Paul?
STEM? No, it'll STEM here.
We need welders, Paul.
To me.
I don't know who's going to engineer the plans, but we need someone to weld them.
That's so stupid. I just, you know, I hope your radio station turns things around. Hey, people, don't hate Madison. It's a great area. And Crudy lives there for good. Well, actually, Middleton. So, okay, thanks for taking my call.
You know, I'm thinking about taking up residence in the 6th Congressional District.
Yes, that's a great idea, Crudy. I think you should do so.
183 days a year. Just the warm months.
All it takes.
Come back with us. We are the Devil's Advocates. Love hearing from you at 844-96-PARTY.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Want to adopt a pet but aren't sure where to start? Join WFHR at Petpalooza Sunday, June 11th at the Southwood County Humane Society. Meet your potential new pet and get great animal care advice from these honored local guests. Experts in what they do, including food and treats from the Fed store, specialty toys, chews, leashes, and more with Bow Wow Meow, grooming tips from paws to tail, plus training and boarding ideas from the Rough Ranch, all Wisconsin Rapids-based businesses. It's Petpalooza, Sunday, June 11th from 10 to 4 at the Southwood County Humane Society, 3621 64th Street North in Wisconsin Rapids. Brought to you by these pet-loving sponsors, the Rough Ranch, Sparhawk Trucking, Express Recycling, Crockett Septic, and PepsiCo in Wisconsin Rapids, Current Technologies and Port Auto Service in Port Edwards, and locally grown radio WFHR. See you there.
If you're a motorist of the four-wheel variety, please watch out for those of us in Wisconsin who do their traveling on two wheels. Adjust your mirrors to reduce your blind spots. Allow motorcyclists a full lane width. Use your turn signal when merging or changing lanes. And allow more following distance between you and the motorcycle. Motorists and motorcyclists can work together to achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roads. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Welcome to Stone Age Gem Mineral and More.
Hi, I find myself worrying a lot at work.
I have a stone to help with that.
Really? My anxiety has been through the roof lately.
I have a crystal for that. Stone Age Gem Mineral and More is here for you. Find a natural solution to your everyday needs. Customize your healing with the help of knowledgeable staff. Find us on Facebook and start your healing journey today. Stone Age Gem Mineral and More. We have a crystal for that.
Radio advertising can change your business in a flash. Go from waiting around to no time to spare in no time flat. Do you have an event, need to hire, or have a message you need to get out? Call me, Ashley, today, 715-295-4922, because marketing starts early.
You should call my mom. She's good at this advertising stuff.
Call me today, 715-295-4922, and let's get started.
You've decided to expand your family with a furry friend, so what's next? Do you have enough space? What are the right foods? Get the answers to these questions and more at WFHR's Petpalooza on the Southwood County Humane Society grounds June 11th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Local pet experts will be on hand to answer all your questions, and the Humane Society will be open to discuss the adoption process. All this plus live music, food trucks, and food and direct sales vendors. It's a real petcation June 11th from 10 to 4 for WFHR's Petpalooza.
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
The Devil's Advocates. Because freedom.
Come back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, rolling through the Monday Madness happy hour. Now we've almost survived Monday. Got to get all these people home Monday. Safe, though.
That's right.
You know, still time for your phone calls. Monday grievances. Lay them on us at 844-967-2789. Here will not be amongst them. The next show that comes on, we're saving the best or last, the new lineup, the changes. And I know some of you have been shaking a fist at me all day. So what? You know, I'm a big boy. I can take it.
You can take it?
Because we are saving the best for last. Maggie Dawn, Milwaukee County Corporate Counsel, formerly Maggie Dawn, Dawn of the Resistance, the award-winning broadcaster. Well, she's joined the Civic Media team, and she's launching immediately after this fine program. She'll take you up to the Paul Revere Hour and our friend Mark Thompson. But Maggie Dawn, I mean, we got some legal eagles on the staff here. We got Maggie Dawn, we got Mark Thompson, and we got Jim Santel. I'd go into legal battle against any of Trump's right. team.
Best crew to talk about legal issues ever.
So we will look forward to the Maggie Dawn show. And tomorrow morning, Dom, pulling double duty again tomorrow morning, filling in.
Damn, Crudy, working hard this week.
You know, I did 2 hours of live radio this morning. It was nearly dynamic. Sure. Todd Alba, the Todd Alba Show, now afternoons across the Civic Media Network, 1 to 3 p.m. So had Todd in this morning. And tomorrow morning, Pat Kreitlow from the Up North News, our friend, former state senator Pat Kreitlow, former television anchor. Now he's moved on to radio where you don't really have to comb your hair or anything. Just put a cap on.
Yes, look at Crudy.
You know, someday I'm going to show up in like PJs and, you know,
hair.
slippers. I don't know if I can do much about the hair, but Pat Kreitlow joins me across the Western Wisconsin airwaves. And if you question, what's that mean, Crudy? Well, me and Pat will be playing out tomorrow morning in Richland Center on that new one we were just talking about, the Eagle in La Crosse, 1490 AM. We'll be on the tap in Chippewa Falls. That's where our pal Pat is from, 93.5 land. He lives on Lake Wissota. The locals know. If you know, you know. Lake Wissota is very nice. We'll be playing out on Lake Air tomorrow morning. We play out there now. You and I do, but me and Pat will be on the Lake Air in Amory tomorrow morning, 1260 AM. And the Buzz of the North, Hayward, one of our new fine sticks up in the Northwoods, Tom, 9:10 AM. And you and I are also playing out today on our newest station in the Racine Kenosha area. We're playing out on WRJN, the Devil's Advocates are. I don't get to cover that one tomorrow. That's Earl territory there the Metro.
Right. Oh, rock on, WRJN.
Very excited about the fact that we are your Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and Brewers in 2024 WRJN station. Dom, I've been speaking for like 4 hours.
It seems like a long time, man. I know.
It does.
You've been working hard today. Too much talk. 844-967-2789. Let's let some of our audience do the hard talking for us. Brian from Madison, welcome to the Devil's Advocates. Brian, what do you got for us?
Hey, Brian.
Hey, first of all, congratulations on the expansion. Very exciting. I only found y'all within the last month, recovering from surgery. I still can't walk, so I've been taking long drives just so I'm out of the apartment.
And, we'll convalesce you, Brian. We'll convalesce you. Dom will give you a sponge baths if necessary.
I'm very excited to be able to tell my friends in La Crosse that there's a place to check you out. Hey, I missed a good part of the program, so maybe you've already covered this, but have we talked about YouTube's policy reversal on spreading 2020 election misinformation? News just dropped within the last day or so here.
You know, that story actually dropped on Friday, and it had come to my attention, and I don't think we've covered it on the air, Brian. I think you broke it to our audience. It is troublesome. It is problematic, because you look at what put this country in this position. It was the way the press and social media created this sort of chamber where the MAGAs live in their own reality, and they can reinforce that through social media. Well, if there is no policy of correction on YouTube, well, that's a lot of dissemination of false information. I mean, hell, that's Trump's entire reelective campaign. It's I got screwed in the last one. I'm running again.
That was his reelective campaign in the last election cycle, and he's going to do it again in 24, Brian.
Yeah, and I'm concerned. So, like, I enjoy protests. I enjoy propaganda. And something I noticed at a lot of the right-wing protests that I went to is you have far-right Christian groups, and then, of course, you have the militia types, although they're a little bit quieter now that some folks have been getting sentenced. The regular people who show up there, it's part of a pipeline, and a lot of them get there from videos on Facebook, videos on YouTube. And while this whole system has calmed down a little, there are still so many people you can run into who have these very basic, very weird conspiracy, just like little nuggets that started with election denials and that type of movement on social media. So Facebook having reversed their policy, now YouTube going back on it. Whether or not it's for the 2024 election, I'm worried about folks like my dad, who's old and lonely, and he's just getting fed what the algorithm gives him. Those folks are going to end up turning out in person, and that's when things get scary.
Brian, appreciate your call. Thank you for listening. Welcome to the family, man, the Devil's Advocates community. I am less concerned, although it is troubling to think that YouTube would allow known false information to be disseminated without any sort of pushback. You know what I mean? There's no fact-checking right. going on.
Yeah.
But I would point out to guys like Brian, you know, the right-wing talk radio infrastructure has been in the state of Wisconsin for a decade or longer. Guy wrote an article back in 2014 predicting the downfall of Scott Walker's presidential campaign. He called it the unelectable whiteness of Scott Walker and said Scott Walker's only real appeal is in this false right-wing talk radio narrative that has been created here in the state of Wisconsin. And, of course, Scott Walker was a failure as a presidential candidate. I thought he was a failure as a governor. But above and beyond that, they did a sociological study on right-wing talk radio here in the state of Wisconsin. 2016 time frame, 81 right-wing talk radio stations ginning out 235 hours, I believe a week, maybe it was a day, I think it was a week, of right-wing content. And in no small part, this is in part why I've been advocating for someone to, you know, create an infrastructure, a network of alternative, of fact-based alternative radio stations. Create a network so, you know, you could effectively, as a politician, you could go out and you could speak in all the different markets at once. Now, there are large radio entities in the state of Wisconsin. There are two big AM stations in the Milwaukee side of the state, on the eastern side of Wisconsin. WISN AM. Well, they were sagging in their ratings after Joe Biden won the presidency. Their ratings in December of 2020 were god-awful. But you know what? They decided to kind of follow the former president down the "it was rigged, it was stolen" rabbit hole. And their host went there. And they went from like a 5 or a 6 share up to a 10 share. What's that mean? They were effectively disseminating lies and propaganda about the stolen election for fun and profit, for ratings and profit. That's WISN. That's the top-rated right-wing talk radio station in the state of Wisconsin. Milwaukee, Wisconsin, the greater Milwaukee metro, where WRJN, where we now have not just WAUK across the greater metro, but also in the southern metro, we've got WRJN, 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 98.1 FM. The WTMJ, and I'm not saying they're the same as right-wing talk radio, but WTMJ is an enormous stick in the state of Wisconsin. WTMJ has reach across about half the state. Really, they cover almost 4 states with their signal. Fortunately, they leave half of it in Michigan, Indiana, and Illinois. But you go outstate in the state of Wisconsin, WTMJ, you can hear that stick basically from the center of the state eastward. Well, they are also a right-wing talk radio outfit. Effectively, that's what they're doing. They may not sell the same lies, but they sure as hell ain't correcting the record in a proper fashion. So, anyways, Don, that's in part why we continue to try and expand the civic media network. It's because right-wing talk radio in this state is a machine. You with me, fella? No, Dom. No. Boy, this has been a fun Monday. Let's go to the phones. Let's see if Dick can join me from Madison. Welcome, Dick. You there?
Yes, I am. And you call it truth radio. That's what you guys got going on.
Well, I'd like to think that we aspire to tell the truth. And sometimes you react to stories in real time. You might get some aspect of the facts wrong. And you come back and you try to correct the record.
And you guys will actually do that where they won't. Anyway, I digress. A couple things, one on Trump, one on Biden. Is it just me, or do you think Donald Trump might be the best by far for the prosecution?
Well, Donald Trump is cooking his own goose with constancy.
Yes.
You know, what's the old saying? Give a man a foot and he'll take a yard, or he'll hang himself. Give him enough rope and he'll hang himself. He might literally, in a legal way, be hanging himself with constancy right now.
Right. And then on Biden, over the weekend, you know, all this nonsense about the FBI looking into the Biden family and this and that and the other thing. And you talk about, people want to talk about Biden being maybe too old. Chuck Grassley, wasn't that nice? The FBI, you know, he came right out. I'm telling you, you know what he said. We don't care if he's guilty or not guilty. So there again, they're just, here we go. Anything to try and take him down in polling. And it's just, I mean, first of all, why are you using the FBI, Chuck Grassley, and Republicans? I thought you wanted to defund them.
Well, it's, you know, when it's convenient. You know what I mean, Dick? When it's convenient. 844-967-2789. You can join us on the phones, and my little buddy will join us between here and the end of the hour. We'll take a few more of your phone calls. We've got a new lineup. Grease in the wheels for it. We got Maggie Dawn coming to the airwaves. Maggie Dawn, if you haven't heard her before, where you been? She's a frequent guest on this fine program. She is Milwaukee County Corporate Counsel. She's got an econ degree. She's one of the smartest human beings I've ever met. You know, they talk about the Enron boys were the smartest guys in the room. Well, she depositioned the Enron guys in the civil deposition. So I think that makes her the smartest person in the room. And certainly when it's me and Dom and Maggie Dawn, that's often the case. You know, you just got to admit when you're outmatched. And literally, as a broadcaster, she won the category of best interview. We, me and Dom thought we had the best interview ever. And Maggie Dawn beat us. It was heartbreaking. You know, you don't get much in the radio industry, certainly not compensation. Despite CJ's prior thought, I'm not a rich man. Rich in friendships, hopefully rich in audience members. But anyways, not a rich man, but I do covet that crystal trophy. And I only have one friend that's got one. Well, I know a lot of broadcasters, but they're friendly. I've only got one friend who's got a crystal trophy at home on her coffee table as a paperweight. And she is the award-winning Maggie Dawn. And she's coming next, but we're not done yet. Devil's Advocates, we continue. More of your phone calls, Monday style. Feels a hell of a lot like Monday I one time had. Feels like this Monday, doesn't it? You there, Dom? No, Dom's not there. Still having a
Monday. It's a new Monday. It's a new day.
A new Monday, new day, new Devil's Advocates. Same old show. Coming back after this short break.
I didn't ask to be thrown in the streets with nowhere to go. I didn't think I'd survive. But I did ask for help, and Covenant House was there for me.
1 in 10 young adults will experience a form of homelessness this year. For these kids who didn't ask to be put in this unthinkable situation, Covenant House is there.
Covenant House helped me break the cycle of homelessness in my family. They gave me the love that I needed.
Over 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed tonight. When youth who are experiencing homelessness have a hot meal, a safe place to sleep, medical care, and love, they can overcome heartbreaking challenges and have a brighter future.
They just really genuinely just wanted to help me succeed, and I'm succeeding. I'm a speaker, I'm an author. Covenant House really helped me and really helped mold me into the woman I am today.
If you or someone you love is asking for help, go to safeplacetosleep.org today.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in a thousand pieces, just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally
grown radio. You are listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by Wisconsin River Orthopedics, Amber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, SNS Distributing, El Cafe, Edward Jones Sky Manning, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Crescenda Next Home Partners, and Dixon Gun Shop. Stream every game all season long at WFHR.com or through the Civic Media app.
From Witterfield in Wisconsin, Rapids, Wisconsin, the Rafters hosting the Madison Mallards once again here on this gorgeous evening. And good afternoon, everybody. Joey Fear with you here on WFHR 97.5 FM 1320 AM. Well, it was a game for the Rafters yesterday. They were not able to take down the Mallards. They fell by a score of 8-5. They gave up 6 runs in the top of the third that really hurt them. They were out hit 12-8 with another game being out hit at the plate. So they're looking for a different story this time. The Madison Mallards gave up an error. The Rafters played error-free baseball, but were not able to get the bats going late. They had 2 runs in the 8th and the 9th, but what really hurt them was the top of the third inning where they gave up 6 runs. So they're going to have to look to have a more complete game today and die down those runs, which really hurt them. They were down 7-1 in that game. They really couldn't fight back. So looking for them, a little bit different story this time. They're going to need to find their rhythm about them and play a complete game. So the Madison Mallards, for them, they are going with a very, very similar lineup, basically the exact same as it was. They're going with Steph Fuch, as their left-handed pitcher. He's going to be starting on the mound. He's 0-1 this season, so a guy looking to get his first win, out of Green Bay, Wisconsin, the State College of Florida product. So as for the Rafters, they're going with Jacob Rosencrans, the Valparaiso Beacon, the right-handed pitcher, 6'5", stands on the mound. So he's 1-0 this season. He got the win in the second game against Lakeshore. The Rafters starting with Brandon Rogers at center field. He'll be leading off the order. Ty Johnson coming in at second. He slotted in at second base today. Coming in at third, Jack Basir put at first base. Matt Olive at left field. Chris Conniff making his second start here to his 2023 Northwoods League campaign. He'll be slotted in at shortstop as Shane Taylor moving to third base, something where we haven't seen him there this season. So Taylor's going to move to third. Kyle Carlson is going to be DHing. Levi Jensen at catcher and Logan Hugo at right field. As for the Mallards, a very, very similar lineup, basically almost the exact same as it was. Jake Holcroft will be at right field. Keenan Taylor batting second. He'll be at third base. Jackson Chatterton at second base. And the two-run shot yesterday from Isaiah Jackson, he'll be at center field. Corbin Dickerson played right field yesterday. He's going to be DHing today as Jake Goolsby will be back on first base. Kenyon Brown is going to be catching once again for his second start as Mikey Kluska will be put at shortstop, and Michael Gupton, the NC State product, will be put at left field. The Rafters and the Mallards getting set here, just about 12 minutes away from first pitch. The Rafters are going to need to be batting a little bit better, batting .221 as a team with 27 runs, but they gave up 53 hits, 23 RBIs. They've been struck out 77 times. They've been streaky at the plate. The Madison Mallards, for them, they've had a better start. They're 4-3, batting .243 as a team, 29 runs. They've given up 42 hits, but they've had 25 RBIs. They scored 37 runs, and they've also given up 32. So, look at a little bit different story for them this time as umpires for today. Parker Powell at the home plate, Justin Wilson at first, and Sean McKinney, the crew chief, he'll be put at third base today as these two teams getting set to go. Manager for the Rafters will be Kirk Schreider, as Madison Mallards, Donnie Scott, will be put back in at the managerial position as he has a 360-280 record, 360 and 280 as the Duck Commander entering 2023. So he's a two-time Northwoods League champion in 2011 and 2013. These two teams getting set to go. Just about 10 minutes away from opening pitch here on WFHR. We're going to take a quick step aside. We'll be back in a moment.
If you talk and they will hear you. We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how. And we tell them with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. Not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. So talk, they hear you. You
can do it if you try. Girls and boys in poverty around the world are dreaming of a better life and a brighter future. Children International and friends like you are giving these children a chance to achieve their dreams by ensuring that they have access to healthcare, education, life skills, and more, so they can grow, thrive, and believe in themselves. Learn more about Children International and join us in our life-changing work at children.org today.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Let's get back to the rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
We return here as about 8 minutes to opening pitch, 6:05 first pitch, as it was 4:05 game yesterday. But, you know, recapping yesterday, the Rafters just, it struggled because in the top of the second, they gave up a run, but they got one back in the bottom half of that inning as Chris Conniff was able to get home from second off of a Shane Taylor RBI. He doubled out to left field, which sent Conniff home. But what really was the separation was the top of the third. Jackson Wentworth got the start on the mound for the Rafters, and he really struggled. Isaiah Jackson hit a two-run shot to right field, and right after that, Corbin Dickerson hit a solo shot in the same spot, which really put the game in a tough spot for the Rafters. The bats just kept going in the top of the third, which felt like a really, really long inning, and it certainly was for all these Rafter fans. But Rafters were able to get two runs back in the bottom of the sixth, where they cut it to 7-3, as the Madison Mallards just were able to get a run, and the Rafters got two more back, but not able to get 8-5. So first pitch is here on the way for a special pitch, as National Anthem is just around the corner. We're going to take a quick step aside here on WFHR, but first pitch coming up after the break. We'll be back in a moment.
If you're a firearms enthusiast, Dixon Gun Shop LLC in Nacoosa is a name to know and trust. At Dixon Gun Shop, they buy, sell, and trade firearms, ensuring you'll always find the perfect piece for your collection. And here's something special. They're a proud veteran-owned business committed to serving their community with honor and integrity. Whether you're a seasoned shooter or a first-time buyer, they'll assist you every step of the way. Dixon Gun Shop LLC, 328 Market Street, Nacoosa, or call 715-886-4867. That's 715-886-4867.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. Start your classes and get your degree right here, or transfer to your four-year.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. In person at four convenient campuses, online or a hybrid.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here for your Career Accelerator Certificate, a quick way to get ahead in your career.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Get started at mstc.edu.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.